Hello again. Welcome to our broadcast. We've been looking in the book of Revelation, and we're up to the seven last plagues. But before we look at that, we're going to go back and review what is going on here in the first part of the tribulation period and even prior to that. Stay tuned for our program. Review, and according to the dictionary, the definition of a review is an assessment or an examination of something with the possibility or intention of instituting change. Now, if we're just listening to these programs to get head knowledge, not going to accomplish much, but if we're listening to them as the scripture says we should, these things are written for our admonition, so that we might be admonished, then we ought to be reviewing this with the thought in mind, what do I need to do? What changes do I need to make? We're going to be looking at the first three chapters in this review to begin with, and those are situations that happened prior to the rapture of the Christian. As we think about that, listen to this message in song, Some Golden Daybreak, Jesus will come. He's coming again. He's coming. I think he's coming soon. And we ought to be busy doing what he wants us to do. And if we need to make some changes, let's make them. Listen to the message in this song, Some Golden Daybreak, Jesus will come.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be
October the 7th, 1955, as a 12-year-old boy, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. When I did, I got into the Word of God right away, and I began seeing that the Bible says that Jesus is coming back again. I got real interested in that subject, and of course, 1955, that's 62 years ago. And I have been studying that subject for 62 years, and I have found that the subject is totally inexhaustible. When we get to the book of Revelation, we have a book here that is very significant. The word significant means the quality of being worthy of attention. The devil would have us turn away our attention from the book of Revelation, telling us it's hard to understand. It really isn't hard to understand if you look at it in its context. And we've been doing that for these last 30 programs, and we're going to go back now and review some of the things that we looked at prior to when these seven last plagues take place. First of all, we find in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 1, it says it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is the revelation of the person of Christ. That's what this book is all about. It's pulling the curtain back and letting us see Jesus Christ as he really is. We have had glimpses of him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we've seen him only in his earthly ministry. Now we're going to see him in the overall picture, and that is why this book is significant and being worthy of our attention. We're also looking in this book at the purposes of God that are unveiled in this book. It says here that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. Now we look at that word or that phrase, shortly come to pass, and say, well, that was 2,000 years ago. Doesn't seem to me like it was too shortly. Well, if you look at this in its context, what it is saying is once these things begin to happen, they'll happen quickly. When Jesus was speaking about this in Matthew 24, actually the Greek word that is used there is birth pangs. And so when a woman is going to go and have a baby in the hospital, when those birth pangs get 3 or 4 minutes apart, you better get to the hospital because you know it's happening soon. And that's what Jesus said. When these things begin to happen, when these, like birth pangs, one after the other, as they are today, then he says, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. So we not only have the person of Christ unveiled and the purposes of God unveiled, but we see here in verse number 3 some special promises that he has for us, and promise in particular in verse 3, happiness. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So we're looking at some special promise here, and no wonder the devil doesn't want us looking into this book. And then we're looking at a specific period of time. He says the time is at hand, and that is a portion of time in the life of a person, is what the dictionary says a period is, and we're in a special period here. And so we look at finally the triumph of Christ as seen in this chapter. It says in verse number 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. One thing that is so exciting about this book as you go through it is we see the triumph of Christ. Behold, he cometh with clouds, every eye shall see him, all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Years ago, the hymn was written, This Is My Father's World, and in it the songwriter has said, This is my Father's world, oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. Well, Revelation shows us the person of Christ, the purposes of God, the special promise for the Christian. We need to get a good handle on this book of Revelation in this age in which we are living. And the Lord is coming again soon. But in the meantime, let's be busy about the Master's work. Listen to this song. Make it your prayer as you sing along with it. Speak, my Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Speak, my Lord, speak, and I